This poem is called Mother of the Buddhas, Queen of Heaven, Mother of the Sun, Marichi, Goddess of the Dawn. The title is attributes of a 12th century Mahayana Buddhist goddess that got lost somehow in history. However, this poem is dedicated to a Cambodian Buddhist monk named Gosananda. I was walking with Gosananda in a field in Bihar, and we came across a statue sticking out of the ground, and he said, "Aha, it's Marichi." It was a statue of a naked lady standing on top of a boar, holding a sword in one hand and a bundle of thunderbolts in the other. And he said, "Oh yes, it's Marichi. She has been out of circulation since the 12th century. Her vehicle was a pig, and pigs are the food of outcasts in India. In fact, only the outcast people raise pigs. Hence the connections. Old sow in the mud, bristles caked black down her powerful neck, tiny hooves churn, squat body slithering deep in food dirt, her warm filth, deep plowing snout, dragging teats. Those who keep her or eat her are cast out. She turns her small eye from earth to look up at me." This is called Nanao Nose, dedicated to Sakaki Nanao, a Japanese poet friend of mine. Don't ask me why I timed it this way. Mountains, cities, all so light, so loose, blankets, buckets, throw away, work left to do, it doesn't last. Each girl is real, her nipples hardened, each has damp, her smell, her hair. What am I to be saying? There they all go, over the edge, dissolving. Riveters bind up steel rod bundles for wet concrete. In and out of forests, cities, families, like a fish.